Yeah, I remember some of that, and with those guys. And it's a shame that that one get together we were going to do fell apart like it did over just bullshit, you know. But because I think there was a lot of cross, you know, stuff could have had some real fun. But yeah, c'est la vie is what it is. But yeah, I really dig that whole thing. But I don't do it like the other guys do it, like Dakota and the rest of the guys, you know, get out there and pote all the time. And you know, I really like the concept, and I'd like to do it and have it set up, but I just don't find myself doing it. And you know, what I do is I'm a big mobile fanatic. I love HF mobile, and you know, there's no reason why I couldn't pull up at a POTA and just, you know, operate right from there. I mean, you know, I kind of cheating, it seems like, but got everything right there. So I don't know, but the idea when I was biking a lot, the idea of carrying a QRP rig into the you know, into the trails with me, and then stopping somewhere along the way and setting up for some contacts, that kind of intrigued me. And I do have everything. I got a kit that goes on the back on a rack that I have for my bike, and I can fit my 705 and pretty much everything else I need to put a fairly decent station on the air. But we are talking low power, you know, and 10 watts with external power on that 705. So that's where the something like that, 857 really shines, you know, with the Hyundai. You know, that gives you a good formidable amount of power. Ah, well, can't do it all, right?